Hello.
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And now, what may I know, what is the year of your birth?
I was born in 1964.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And, okay, thank you so much. Now, may I know what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? First one, your own future.
I feel positive about it.
Thank you. How about the future of the country?
I'm a little worried, a little bit.
So would that be negative or positive?
No, I think I feel positive about the country.
Thank you. About the future of the planet, negative or positive?
I feel positive.
Thank you very much. And how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all. 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
I think they, right now, unfortunately, a lot of their power has been taken away. So I think they probably have about 4.
Thank you. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? So I'm going to read you a list and let me know 3 of them. First one is healthcare. Next one, economy and cost of living, student loans, national security, mental health, crime, gun violence, immigration, climate change, education, racism and discrimination, or abortion access.
Well, I have 2 daughters in their 20s, so I kind of know what abortion access is going to be. One of the many, they're going to be right there at the top. I think that's something that's very important to them. I think I think the climate change, I would have to say, and the economy.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? First one, caring for senior family members, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, or economic security and financial independence, having a caring for children, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, hobbies and free time activities, or contributing to positive change in your community?
And I'm supposed to pick which one is the most important to me, or?
Which 3 of the list that I read?
Yeah, I think that advancing in my career, I mean, economic, like doing well within the economy and making a positive impact on the area that I live.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 as well. The options are being a woman, being a member of your racial / ethnic group, or your hobbies or interests, being American, your personality, your sexual orientation, your spiritual / religious belief or your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your profession, or being young?
Okay, being a role, being a mother, being a caretaker, I think that would be one. Being a woman, and could you say them again? I know those two.
Sure. I got being a member of your racial / ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, being American, your personality, your sexual orientation, your spiritual / religious belief, your profession, or being young?
I think my personality. So I'd be a woman, a personality, and a caretaker.
Thank you very much. And when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. First one, exhaustion, disappointment / sadness, happiness.
Can you say this again? When I think of what? I'm sorry.
When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most? That's the question.
Okay.
So have dread, pride, hope, anger / frustration?
Well, I think right now I have hope, but I also am very frustrated.
Okay. Thank you very much. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
A, the first one.
Thank you. And how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? First one, the Supreme Court.
Right now, not at all.
Thank you. Next one is your city government.
Some, in the middle.
Somewhat or a little?
I guess somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, your state government.
I guess state government, it just depends. I guess somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, ballot initiatives.
I guess somewhat, yeah.
Thank you. Next one, Congress.
I just say somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, President Biden.
I definitely trust Biden.
So would that be a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And last one, community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions.
I touch those a lot.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, etc. First one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them the services. Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Thank you. Next one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
Thank you. Next one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would that be very motivated, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Thank you. Last one, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would that be very motivated, somewhat
yes.
motivating,
yes.
or?
Yes, very, very.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. How likely are you to participate in the following? First one, volunteering for an advocacy organization. Would that be very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Volunteering for what, I'm sorry?
For an advocacy organization.
Oh, an advocacy organization?
Yes.
I guess it's likely, maybe.
Very likely or somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Next one, boycotting a company.
By doing what? Starting a company?
Boycotting a company.
Oh, boycotting a company? I'd probably be pretty likely to boycott a company. Yes, attendance.
Thank you. Next one, signing a petition.
Very likely.
Thank you. Next one, contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Very likely.
Thank you. Next one, voting in elections.
Very likely.
Next one, attending a protest.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. And last one, sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media.
Not very likely, sadly.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. First one, you did not have time to vote. Next one, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Or you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Or next one, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling or ballot drop-off location. Next one, the candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly, or there was an intimidating presence at your polling place, or you didn't know enough about the candidates, or your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Which one will you select, ma'am? You may choose up to three.
Okay. Well, I think I've always voted, but the things that would be hard would be the mail-in ballot did not arrive in time, the line was too long, I didn't know where to go to vote. Those would be three things, I guess, that would make it very difficult.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, we're almost done here. Thank you very much. Just a few more questions, ma'am. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives. First one says, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interests, we need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that engage a lot more, engage a little
yeah.
more?
A lot more.
A lot more? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Now, next one says, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Is that engage a lot more, engage a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
I think it makes the second one. I mean, I'm very happy that they passed that bill. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Last one says, we have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective powers so that working people can thrive. Is that engage a lot more, engage a little more, a little less?
I think a lot more.
Thank you very much. Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two out of the list that I'm going to read. First one, Facebook, local TV news stations, TikTok, national TV news stations, Instagram, international news outlets, Twitter, news or informational articles online, YouTube, podcasts.
I don't know if you said cable news, but that's pretty much what I would choose.
Let me see.
Which one that was?
We got local TV news stations or national TV news stations?
I think national TV news stations would be the one.
Okay. You may choose two. Which other one?
National and local.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two as well. First one, government, politics, or humor, memes, shows, movies, sports, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips or hacks, science, technology, music, news, current events, business, finances.
I choose, how many of these do I choose?
Two out of the list.
Okay. I guess humor. And I think humor and, like, hobbies, probably, like, HGTV kind of stuff.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a graduate degree.
Would that be a master's degree or a professional
yes.
degree, like MD, DDS?
Master's.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
I'm divorced, so.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, not anymore.
Thank you.
Older than that now.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$175,000.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.